Well, we're talking about missions. We're talking about what's going on. And before the signal cut off, I was talking about our mission group, our mission work that we do is not just sending people overseas. When we send people overseas, because I've been involved in that kind of stuff, and sending support to the native missionaries to help them in their native country, because they know the language and know everything that's going on. And our thing was, we just weren't sending them Bibles, and we just weren't telling them to tell people about Jesus, which they did, because salvation was the key. I mean, it's the first step in mission fielding, is getting them changed in their heart. But there was a discipleship part of it, that we had to not only send them to support to save souls, but we also had to send them support to maintain souls, to go out there and help continually build those people. Just imagine this. Imagine if you were given the gospel and you came to Jesus. Amen. Like many of us, we're excited about God. We're excited about God's love. But now, where do you go after you get saved, my friends? Where do you go after you've received Christ in the middle of a jungle? Where do you go here locally after you've been saved? Well, naturally, you're going to turn around and you're going to try and go. You're going to turn around and you're going to try and go to the local church that you possibly were taken in a service at and where you received Christ. You're possibly going to turn around and take in a service again with that same church that was there for you. That makes sense. That makes sense that that's what you do. That makes sense that you are giving yourself to them and helping them and doing everything that you're supposed to do. That you're going to be there because you're excited. You're very excited that they brought you the good news of Jesus. Amen. So you join the local body where you receive Christ at. You join the local body where the Lord is in your heart and you're teaching and talking to people. So, what happens in the middle of the jungle? What happens in the middle of the jungle when someone receives the Lord? Well, they're going to need a place to worship. They're going to need a place to glorify God. So it's natural, as ministers and ministries, when we send people out there, that we're not just planning for the salvation part, but we're planning for what? The building, the discipling, the teaching, and the overall leading by example. That's exactly what you're getting at your church. Amen? So it doesn't matter if they're in a jungle miles away from things, miles from doing things, miles from stores. They need a place to worship God, just like you do. So if they need the same things, that's where support and your support comes in, and my support comes in to those pastors and stuff. So what I'm getting to is this. Missions is more than just saving a soul. It's about building, discipling, teaching, leading by example. But it's not only for jungles. I mentioned before the sound cut off earlier that it's also about getting into the neighborhoods. Every time you open your front door, there is your mission field. I'm going to challenge you to this. I want you to hear this. I'm going to challenge you to this. I'm going to challenge you to talk to. Just to start with this, just your whole block. Your whole block. I don't care how big your block is, your whole block where you live. I want you to knock on every door. I want you to get to know everybody's name. And I want you to talk to someone. Not about Jesus. Come on. Not about Jesus. Just talk to them. Know who lives beside you. I want to hear reports. You can Twitter me at David Yanez. Facebook, my name is the same thing, David Yanez. So you can find me on those two things and you can follow me. But I want to hear your reports. My name is Midwatch on Chat Tango, which we're logged in right now. That's about the only thing that we did right this morning or this afternoon was logging in to Chatango, and before I brag about it, the Chatango window is closed. So let me reopen that, and that's there, so we can chat while I'm on the air, and you can send me your questions, your prayer requests. You can respond, like we had someone else respond in a little bit, although they were texting me, trying to let us know that we're missing our airtime, that we're not on the air. And that's good to know. The other day, one of my good brothers in the Lord was Aaron on the show, on their own show, on our station, and I had to text him and say, hey, we're not getting a signal. Did you hear that? That wasn't intentional. If you heard that sound of fog. That's funny. Anyway. Yeah, let me know what's going on. So I want you to go around your neighborhood. This is what you're going to do. You go around. I want you to know everybody on this side of the block and that side of the block. Just get to know them. Talk to them. Most likely you're going to knock on the door and they're going to look at you and like, what do you want? Some people may not be social people. Maybe your spouses. Take them with you. Make them a cake. Do something. But the reason I'm saying that is you talk to them. Talk to them. Communicate with them. And when you do that, you're going to do something that I know that every salesperson knows about. Every salesperson knows about this, and that is you build a relationship. You build a relationship, you build the relationship, and then you can sell the product. Which, our faith isn't a product, but you get the idea. So, my friends, know this. Know this. I want you to get to know your mission field, which is right outside your door. I want you to understand with me when I tell you this, that you, my friend, is God's greatest missionary. But it starts with one person. It doesn't just start with the church where you're at and where you're serving. Your mission field is anything outside your church is your mission field. Anything outside your doors. But let's just start with your doors right now. I want you to get to know your neighbors. Just talk to them. And just get to sit with them. And just get to know them. I'm going to tell you a story. And it's a quick story. It's not that long of a story. But it's called the McDonald's and Wendy's story. Do you know that Wendy's... At one time, I don't know if it's still practiced, but when I was doing a lot of real estate, it was taught, the story was taught to me, and I thought this would be a cool analogy. But do you know that Wendy's doesn't have to spend much money on marketing? They make good burgers. They make good fries. I'm always up for a double. In fact, that's why I had lunch today. A double stack. Some fries and a Coke. It's not a diet, but it's my diet. Anyway, they never have to spend money on marketing. They didn't have to worry about that. Boy, they do market and stuff, but strategically trying to find a position where to open the next store. You know what they do? They look at their greatest competitor and just build down the street from them. McDonald's. And the reason I say that is it's true. McDonald's has probably next to Walmart, if not better, strategic planning. Exactly. They know with all the way that they market, all the way that they sell, exactly how many burgers it's going to take to build or remodel. How many burgers exactly it's going to take to sell to bake back what they just built. Exactly. And then that's what they do. They're like a McDonald's here in our area that burned down, a few years ago. It was rebuilt bigger and beautiful. And it was funny because when you look at it, you look at all the area around it, and it wasn't all that. That area that they built in wasn't new, but it came in new. And it, as soon as they built something new, newer stuff came by and stuff, and they built. So all the restaurants just waited to see what they were going to do. Nothing really was happening, and they rebuilt it to a bigger, better place. They could have went to anywhere else, but McDonald's knew that port at that point, that geographical location needed. It needed a burger place, and McDonald's was the one. Well, I don't have to sell you on McDonald's. You know everything on their menu. You probably go there more than me. And if you have kids that are like my age, between 6-year-old or about to be 6-year-old all the way up to almost 12-year-old, you know, you're basically back and forth at McDonald's. It's like when we go in, I'm like, okay, orders please. Chicken, burger, chicken. Got it. Don't even have to know what they want exactly, but I just know exactly what they want, if you know what I mean. I don't have to read it off the menu. It's there. Salesmen will always tell you that relationships is what sells the product. The success of an item is there because you're interested in the item. We're told on the internet and doing radio broadcasts that it's within the 6 months to 12-month time on traditional radio, terrestrial radio, that you build your audience. The same time frame on the station that we're building here. Between 6 months and 12 months, we're going to have our audience. Right now, we have 500 people tuning in regularly to our programs. We have over 800 people visiting beyond that. 13,000 people hitting our sites daily. So it's a good thing. But the thing is, product, if you want to call it product, is only to be consumed out of relationship. Relationship. Your neighbors. That's the relationship that needs to be built. Your neighbors is a relationship that needs to be built. Nobody got to tell anyone in America about Jesus. We know Jesus. All different pictures of Jesus. All different pictures of Jesus. Every color, every style. And that's fine. You don't have to tell me about Jesus. You don't have to tell me what that church preaches when it says church of God, Pentecostal church, Baptist church, Presbyterian church, Church of Christ, Catholic church. I know it talks about Jesus. I know it talks about the Bible. I know all the menu. Come on, listen to me. I know all the menu just like McDonald's. McDonald's menu is memorized. How many of you know that song? For the Big Mac. We're not going to sing it because I don't remember all of it. But we all know the menu. I think the bell's the only sound effect working today, so y'all gonna suffer. I'm having fun with it, but y'all gonna suffer. Anyway, for those that can stand the bell, amen. Now, if all that menu is memorized, the menu is memorized for God in the Bible. I think I'm preaching because I'm holding my Bible in the air here. It's all right. It's like nobody even... This isn't video cammed. We're going to have that eventually within the next quarter. Have some video cams going while we're here in the studio. I'll come properly dressed, I promise. But at the same time, you know the menu in the Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to get really deep now. A menu's a menu. Right? I can go into many stores. I can go anywhere, look at the menu. It's just a menu. It's paper. It's on a wall. I can order the number one, the number two. Or if you're near Carl's Jr. or In-N-Out, which is one of my favorite burger places in California, a double-double. Yes. But it's just a menu until you taste from that menu. Until you order the burger and you eat. The Bible is just a menu. To many people, they know what's in it. About God, about Jesus, about the apostles, about the prophets. Holy Spirit. Prayer, healing, salvation, faith, finances, everything. But until they start, until your relationships start to taste of what you have in the Word. And the only thing, the way that happens is through the Holy Ghost. But you got to bring them to it. You got to show them it. You got to live it by example. Any store you go into, they always tell their employees, smile. I hate being here today at work. Smile. Oh gosh, work sucks. Smile. Oh, I'm not getting enough hours. Smile. When you're on that sales floor, you smile. Means the product's good here. Everything here is great. Buy what we have. Now, I'm not saying being a fake Christian, but I'm saying this, my friends. I'm saying right here, this. You can only do so much for the product, but you have to do something. You can only do so much for what you're trying to bring to people. For McDonald's, it's burgers. For Home Depot, it's woods and nails. For Kentucky, it's chicken. For the church and Christians, it's God's love. Mission fields are around you every day, my friends. Every day. How many of us have done something for God? How many of us have tried to do something for God? I doubt many of us have become successful on any of the things we've done. Because if we have, we'd keep doing it. What did I tell you on Tuesday's show? It's not the numbers nor the size of the church. It's the heart and not giving up. So I don't care if you had 1,000 people in your service or 15 people in your service. If you gave it your all and your heart, you're doing what God wants you to do, then amen. Only God adds the increase. The same thing right now, my friends, in missions. Only God will add the increase. So if you send out to the overseas or you support the local, amen. Only God will add the increase. But I want to just remind you today that it's more than just sending someone to preach Jesus and go to the next village. It's about creating a relationship. And that every day there's a mission field in front of your house, in front of, at work. No one's saying preach Jesus, my friends, every second of the day, but live your life where it can be a testimony and know who's around you. It's a shame people don't know who lives right next to them. There's some friendly people that knows everybody, but not everybody's friendly like that. Not everybody's friendly. Play a quick commercial. We can see if this works. About our ministry, Rev Media Network.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software.
We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenant Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to David Yanez, the Rev, on Midwatch with the Rev. Let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Hey, my friends, I put something on the website that I think you're going to all like. And that is a 800 number that you can click on the website. Give them the phone number that you're at. It will ring right in your phone number, whether it's your home. And try not to do it at the office if you have a operator or extension needed to dial to get to you, because someone in your office is going to pick up and hear, you've reached the prayer line. So be careful how you use it. But it's actually on all our websites now. It's a little blue box, little blue phone that you click on, and it'll ring to our prayer line. Now, no one's there to man it 100% of the time, but someone will pick up from time to time, and we normally have people pray over you. We will. My church, Metro Church, will pray for all the prayer requests that come on there. So you can leave just a prayer request, or you can email a prayer request, and you can email the prayer request to Midwatch at midwatchwiththerev.com. Actually, the email is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. It used to be Midwatch. I don't know why that one's not there anymore. We'll have to check onto that too. Amen. And then you can also email me at david@revministries.com if you want to talk to me. So that is our websites, are revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com. So if you want to get into any of our websites and look at and be part of a great movement, I'm believing God for that. That God's just going to release some anointing on this show and on the people that minister through here, and see some blessings come to those that tune in. Amen. I want to read you a quick article, since we're talking about missions today, and I want to tell you that the things that are happening out there are serious. I've had the fortunate experience to be a part of ministries that were going out there doing mission work and raising support, thousands of dollars, even hundreds of thousands of dollars for the missions fields. And my early age as an evangelist and preacher. And it's always sad when you hear someone getting killed out there in the field. This report is brought to you from the Christian Post, ChristianPost.com. And it's a report out of Somalia. Islamic extremist rebel group hunts down underground church leader. Basically, a church leader in Somalia was hunted down and killed on Tuesday on the 21st. Very sad. So it's happening out there. I'm going to read you a portion of this. Intent of cleansing Somalia of all Christians. Militias are monitoring converts from Islam, especially where Christian workers had provided medical aid. So, there's Christians out there taking medical attention and food, possibly food, to these areas. And they're trying to rid Somalia off of all these converts. All these Christian converts. It's a serious thing. They take their faith seriously. very seriously. They take their faith very, very, very seriously. And even to the point of killing and hunting down and gunning down other people. So pray for the local natives that are out there. Pray for the missionaries that are foreign, that go into the land. They're watching people bringing in aid. Look at all those pirate ships out there in Somalia, off in the water there and stuff. It's just a troubled area. Always has been. So look at the Navy ships, U.S. Navy, British Navy, taking down pirates all the time. I tell you what, my friends, it's a good thing to know that God is with you. It's a good thing to know that God is with your family, and that no matter what, even in the midst of troubles, that God is there. So pray for our brothers and sisters out in Somalia. Pray for this pastor. His death, his name was Mohammed Sheikh Abdurrahman. I think I said that right. Pray for him. Pray for his family. Again, I just read the report off the Christian Post, and it's sad what happens like that. And only a portion, I'll tell you the truth, I have friends that are from countries from around this world, only a portion of the actual reports and actual incidents are reported. Most things you won't even hear about unless you know people in the region and you're in communication with them. So it's a serious thing when people are getting killed out there for the gospel. Hey, there's people that are out here going into the gang-infested areas of our country. Their lives are threatened every day. Did you know that? It's a serious thing when you're bringing the gospel out. I joke around with it, with the McDonald's and Wendy's thing, but it's true. It's very serious when you're trying to take the gospel out. How serious are you about God's work? How serious are you about God's work? Well, my friends, I hope that you're serious enough like this man. Even though he was being hunted down, he didn't stop preaching, kept going out there. Also says in this report that he's been a Christian for 15 years, survived by 2 children and his wife. So God, we pray right now for this minister's family, in Jesus' name, that you will help his 2 children out there in Somalia, and his wife. Oh, his wife passed away. Sorry. Well, Lord, we pray right now that you help the 2 kids that are left, in Jesus' name, that you will give them a good family to help them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Prayer is powerful, my friends. Know that. Don't dismiss prayer when prayer is powerful. Prayer will change things if you let it. Next article I want to bring to you is on prayer, so we'll kind of lead in that way, I guess. Get this, man. This is awesome. It's kind of crazy. I'm going to read this whole article. It's off a CBN News channel on World News from CBN News. Tweet your prayers to Jerusalem's wailing wall. Do you know that? You can tweet your prayers to Jerusalem now. You know how you put the prayers in the between the wall, the ancient stones? You can put handwritten petitions between the walls. Well, now you can tweet them. You could used to be able to fax and email these prayers, but now they're opened up the opportunity that they've had hundreds of electronic prayers come in from tweet, and now they're going to do some more. They want to have everybody know, so it's going to just boost the ratings again. Twitter, I think, just boosted, like, I think 300 times its capacity before. Now it's going to even go more. So that's awesome technology doing some crazy things. Technology. You don't have to fly there and put a paper on the wall anymore. You can just do that right there, just like that. let's keep going on technology, because this is interesting. I'm having fun with this. I hope you are. I hope you're enjoying some of this information. There was another one here I'm looking for. Don't see it. Oh, here it goes. No cash or check. No problem. From the Christian Post. Try a giving kiosk. A giving kiosk. My wife's probably laughing because how I pronounce that. Either way. How many of us have left home, right? And we got to church and the offering plate comes by and nobody ever, and I'm telling you the truth, I can speak out of experience, but everybody knows this. Nobody ever likes to see the offering plate come in and you forget your money at home or you leave your checkbook and all you have is credit. Because that's what, I mean, I go to the store, all I usually have is my debit card with me. I mean, I have to remember to take cash out to get the kids stuff so they can, for school and stuff that they need to pay for their little functions and whatever. And I always forget to get cash out because I'm always using my, everybody's going to debit. And there's a reason for that. And if you listen to Warren Radio, 8 o'clock tonight, he'll give you some ideas on those things. Every Tuesday, Thursday, one radio, Saturday, he keeps you up to time with the things that are happening. There's a reason why everything's going to debit and cash will eventually become obsolete. Everybody's going to be using a card. But listen to Dana on that. Dana's good on that stuff. He's anointed. He's gifted. He's got those people that I was telling you about that have the sources. They're not just what's on the internet. He'll get information 2 days before it's reported from different places in Israel, different places in Germany, everywhere. He's just awesome. But anyway, nobody likes that plate to come and you forgot your checkbook and you forgot your cash. But where there's a will, there is a way. There was a pastor that seen the opportunity from Georgia. He decided to build, I think it's called Secure Give, and he put it in a church. And it's just like a little ATM thing. You go in there, you swipe it, you donate, you put your name, blah, 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 and donate how much you want. It takes credit cards. It takes debit. If you want to turn off the debit the credit card function, you can. And you can just take debit. Either way, very interesting. They're in the lobbies. And they just put them. I'm looking for the people to go beyond that, beyond just having a kiosk. There I go messing up the word again. And you just swipe it and put in your information. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. But what if they took the same technology and put them in the seats in front of you? And it may cost a little bit more money, but just little keypads, and you just swipe. You know how we swipe your cards in a little reader, and you just put in your info and go. I guess it could go like that too, but I can see where you need the ATM part because you need to be able to tell what function and everything. Maybe you can have like a giving number, right? And you just swipe it, and in front of the seat, and you just punch in the number, and you put the dollar amount and you swipe your card. It could be as easy as that, but in a big mega church, it kind of could probably get expensive. Anyway, my mind's always thinking about different things and trying to be creative, but I thought that was neat. I think I'd just go there just to swipe my card and see if it worked. Some of us are crazy like that, amen? Some of us are a little crazy like that. Just a little crazy like that. But anyway, I wanted to get that out to you, and I'm going to have something on. I've been promising my wife I was going to get this next article out that I read in a few minutes. Let's go in and play another commercial about our ministry, Revelation Ministries, who brings you this show every single week.
Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Big Watch with the Rev, and it's General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here at Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Amen. Amen. Now, I can basically sit there and do this commercial for you because I made those commercials, but, and I did that a couple of times because the audio wasn't working at some of the times, but at the same time, you want to hear the music, and some good music. So you got to listen, you got to hear that and stuff. You got to hear the different things. Okay, here's the article that I've been promising I was going to get out to you on stuff. We're going to go a little bit over the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to go about 3:10, 3:15 today. And we're going to try and make this show at least as close to an hour as we can. We usually broadcast an hour worth of show. With all the audio problems that we had and stuff, then, you know, it's fine. The other shows will just start just a few minutes later, and we'll just cut out a couple of commercials to even it all out. Binge-proof your diet, my friends. Binge-proof your diet. 6 foods that keep you full and satisfied. I think that's the biggest thing when you're dieting. I don't diet much, but some people do. And the biggest thing is cravings. You know, I can go, and my wife will tell you this, I can go a day without even munching or eating anything. Even 2 days and just snack here and there. Or I don't even have to eat anything all the way till at night. It's probably not the best thing for my body, but that's just how I'm built and that's how I've been accustomed to. So it's no big deal. I hardly even eat breakfast, but you probably should eat breakfast every day. Okay, here are the 6. Ready? Hold on. We're going to find a drum roll. I think I have a drum roll in here. You are in so much trouble with these sound effects, I'm telling you. Yep, here. I got a drum roll. Here we go. We're going to do this. Eggs. Eggs are a great source of hunger-quelling protein. Plus, a recent study found that women follow a low-fat diet who ate eggs for breakfast at least 5 days a week lost 65% more weight and averaged an 83% greater reduction on the waist circumference. Eggs or even low-fat yogurt is a great source. And this article, if you want to look up and read everything, I'm going to go through as much as I can on it. But it's found, found it, where did I find this one at? It's on Yahoo. Yahoo. And it's called Binge Proof Your Diet. So just put a search on Yahoo if you want to find it. But I try and give you all the sources so you can go back and read the full article and stuff. So, anyway, eggs. And we'll get you some more in a sec. I lost my page. Okay, here it goes. One more. We need another drum roll. And I'm going to get in trouble for playing with my sound effects, but who cares? Let's go. Almonds. However you say it. Almonds. The tasty nut contains healthy monounsaturated fatty acids. Good for foods. Good for your fats. Okay, basically good for your fats to keep your appetite satisfied. And here goes the study. The study says that one found that 6 months after 6 months, dieters whose eating plan included almonds lost 63% more weight and lost 50% more body fat and shrunk their waistline by 55% more than those who had not had a non-carb diet. So, a high-carb diet. Okay, anyway, think about it. Almonds. Next one. Let's see. Avocados. Yes, we all love them. They're great. They're awesome. It talks about, has a lot of important nutrients, the good fat, plus vitamins, potassium, folate. They're not calorie free, but between a few slices having 50 to 75 calories, blah, 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 on a sandwich or something, so much satisfying, which is good, right? Okay, they're giving you like something called a smoothie made out of avocados. Don't know if I'd try that. But anyway, a smoothie made with avocado is supposed to be good for you. It's a Thai food thing. All right, we're going to go to the next one. Next one is, that's going to satisfy you, get you full, is apples. Of course, we all knew that one. Apples are very good for you. And the study says, but here it goes. One study found the subjects who ate one apple before every meal lost about 40% more weight than those who didn't. That's pretty good. So I guess you're supposed to eat the apple before your meal. That's good. Next one is oatmeal. Oatmeal. This is the food weight loss dreams are made of. It contains high amounts of soluble fiber, which slows digestion and keeps you full for hours. Really interesting. And one study found that subjects who ate oatmeal for breakfast every day and also walked an average of 15 to 30 minutes daily lost about 10 pounds in 12 weeks. So I think the oatmeal cells are going up. I don't know. I don't really eat that much oatmeal. I love oatmeal cookies, but I haven't had it where it was nice and tasty. So we'll see. And the last one, and I know a lot of you are going to like it. My wife probably won't, but here it goes. Peanut butter. Despite the name, peanuts are actually a legume. Okay, I can skip that part. Okay, they fight craving. And then they have the good fats. And tries to stick to the most natural kind because a lot of the other ones have added sugars and stuff like that. And the next time you get the 4 p.m. munchies, try some apples with peanut butter is what they're recommended. No other statistics are on there. Again, that can be found on Yahoo. If you go to Binge Proof Your Diet, just put that in the Yahoo search for news and it should come up. Amen. Well, I've been promising my wife I was going to get that one on there because I wouldn't let her know all the... Of course, she could have went and looked it up herself, but she's waiting for me to do this on the air. So let me go ahead and get things going here again. We got one more segment of our show, and I want y'all to hear it. And then we're probably going to cut off in a few more minutes, maybe 5 to 10 more minutes. So just stay tuned. Here we go. I'm telling you, my sound effects are going crazy today. Scripture of the day, my friends. Scripture of the day. You can find it in Isaiah 55:11. Give me a second. I'll be right there. Isaiah 55:11 is our scripture of the day. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Come on. Isaiah 55:11 reads, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. My friends, believe it. If God said it in your life, if it's missions, if it's outreach, if it's ministry, know this, my friends. Know this, it's going to be done. If God told you to build a church right there on that corner in that street, if you don't build it, someone else will. If God wanted you to go to the mission field, if you don't do it, someone else will. God don't have time to wait for you to decide, because he's already decided. He's already decided what's going to happen and what's going to happen next. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you for listening to this show. It's doing some good things and helping some good people. We got a few more minutes. Let me give you our address one more time. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can write us at that address, or you can email me, therev, at midwatchwiththerev.com. Again, that's midwatchwiththerev.com. You can visit our websites at revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com. Remember, today we talked about missions, and we talked about knowing that we can go out there and not only send them, but build them, disciple them, teach them, lead by example. Amen? God is good, my friends. God always wants to see you doing something for him, but always, when you're not doing anything, know that he's still in love, still crazy about you, still wants things to happen for you, still trying to make things go. Amen. Amen. Some of our sounds aren't playing well. There's one that, there it goes. And that's our whistle for the day. That's a Navy whistle, if you don't know, and you're saying, what is going on with this guy? That is our Navy whistle of the day, and we're going to believe that God is going to bless and God is going to take care of you. We're going to go ahead and sign off and say thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have in our studio Pastor David Hope. I'm going to work with some of this equipment real quick, make sure that it's working right before I leave today. But I want to make sure that each of y'all know that God is concerned about each of your lives and wants to make sure that each of y'all are doing something for him. Amen. Amen. Till next time, we'll catch you on the Midwatch.
Felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace?